Support for WAMC comes from Proctors, presenting the National Symphony Orchestra of Cuba, featuring pianist Nachita Herrera. October 26th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. Nobody misses the NFL's regular officials right now more than the Green Bay Packers and their fans. The Seattle Seahawks pulled out a 14-12 win over the Packers on Russell Wilson's disputed 24-yard touchdown pass to Golden Tate on the game's final play. Tate appeared to push off on the play in the end zone, and Green Bay's MD Jennings got both hands on the ball, but Tate wrestled Jennings for possession before one of the officials signaled a touchdown, while another waved his hands to signal otherwise. After a lengthy review, referee Wayne Elliott announced the ruling on the field stands. The Jets likely will spend the rest of the season without one of the NFL's top defensive players. All-pro cornerback Darrelle Revis will need surgery after tearing the ACL in his left knee during Sunday's 23-20 overtime win at Miami. He fell awkwardly and grabbed at his knee even before he hit the ground. Coach Rex Ryan calls it a horrible thing, but won't definitely rule Revis out for the entire season. Turning to baseball now, Andy Pettitte allowed 7 hits and 6 shutout innings in the Yankees game as they downed the Twins 6-3 and move 1.5 games ahead of the Orioles. Nick Swisher belted a 2-run homer before Curtis Granderson, Raul Ibanez, and Eric Chavez hit solo shots. The Yanks will play in Minnesota this afternoon. The Red Sox were off yesterday. They host Tampa Bay tonight, and the Orioles will host the Blue Jays again. Over in the National League, Ike Davis hit a 3-run homer and 2-run shot as the Mets won their 4th in a row, 6-2 over Pittsburgh. Henry Mejia tossed 5 shutout innings for his first Major League victory. Mets and Pittsburgh go head-to-head again tonight. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.